Bring him in. I'm ready to welcome my cute prince. What a lovely sight. It's been a while since I last laid eyes on you. How have you been? How was the long journey? What, did you not like my coaches? Or how my escort staff treated you? Oh, I see. You're too proud to speak. My. It's proper etiquette to bow in front of your queen. Did no one teach you that? Or do you perhaps not like me? I suppose I cannot blame you. You think I am the enemy. You see, you should be happy your parents offered me your hand in marriage. It's one peaceful solution for the ongoing war. And it's what your people want, isn't it? Peace and quiet. You could even say, with allowing you to come here, accepting your parents' little idea, I saved you from the war. Surely. It is a war that I started, but so is the ways of an empire in the making, my love. Territory doesn't magically appear out of nowhere, and power and reputation are acquired by demonstrating dominance and the ability to make sacrifices. You know, in other circumstances, I would have you kiss my hand, make you go down on your knees and lower your head in my presence, especially when you give me that harsh little look on your face. But I won't be too demanding on you today. After all, you left your home, left your family. All that for the grand pleasure of potentially marrying into this kingdom. Soon, empire. Taking the hand of its queen, soon to be empress. That is, as long as I end up choosing you. But as I said, it must have been so hard. So difficult. You came all this way, left everything behind. Your family's hopes lie on your shoulders. With you, the war could be ended. A contract signed that will bring the peace you wanted, and the terrors that came with my bloodthirsty troops. And with that, you have to fit into a new life. And all that in the enemy's territory. Looking into the eyes of the woman you might hate the most in this world. Poor thing. Come here. Spare me those angry eyes. I know very well our kingdoms are at war with one another. And that you hate me for starting it. But so is the life of rulers. It's a bunch of hard decisions to make. It's simply about maintenance of a status. It is a price we have to pay to hold a certain place in the power dynamic that makes up our world. And being the people who make those decisions is the price we have to pay in exchange for all those luxuries we call our own. You don't like my perspective? Very well. Call me cruel. Call me heartless. But one day, when you should end up leading this soon-to-be empire with me, you will understand. Trust me, dearest. Your parents understand this too. They are just too foolish to not protect their power and reputation the way that I do. They choose to rest, stay low, wait it out. That is their strategy to maintain peace. They wait and worry, and hopes no one will harm them in the process, while I act and make sure no one is strong enough to take me down in the first place. It's simple, precious. Can you really hate me for protecting my people in a different way? Without me, they would suffer attacks like your kingdom does. This way, my way, they get to embrace glory and wealth and peace that they do not fear losing. Some of them do not even know there's terror outside our borders, because I make sure it doesn't reach them, by keeping everyone else small. The world is a chessboard, little prince. Learn how to play. Our engagement is simply a chess move your parents made, by trading their son for the peace you are so desperately looking for. It's just another one of those sacrifices rulers have to make, just of a different kind. So please, stop the glaring. Our love is supposed to be a happy one. And if you do not please me, I send you back home. And with that, collect another one of your kingdom's chess pieces. The war will rage on until I have what I wanted. So if you hate me for causing war, be so good and do what your parents expect of you. Make me happy and win my love. Make me your queen. And end the terror that I spread. Arranged marriages are not a rarity, my prince. May they be mutually agreed on or not. Now, let's have a good look at you. In what condition did my subjects deliver me my future, darling? I made sure they feed you and your guardians well. Believe it or not, I'm a phenomenal host. You'll see. You do not look like you ate well anyway. Let me guess. You probably valued your foolish pride higher than good food provided by the enemy. Am I right? Silly boy. I'll make sure you eat at my table, if you like it or not. And those garments of your nation will have to be swapped. You look gorgeous in our shades of purple. Just you wait. Oh, it's only natural we have you fit in with us. Your goal is to be our future emperor. Once we grew our borders and gained the crown of an empire, and once I choose to marry you. And I think we'll grow out your hair too. It's what we do here. add a nice ribbon to your lengths to tie it all together. And in no time, we turn the enemy prince into a beloved future ruler. Someone my people will trust and accept as one of their own. Can't you see it already? I have to admit, I certainly can. You are quite handsome. I like your facial features. I wouldn't be so standoffish if I was you. You want to win my hand, do you not? At least that's what your parents sent you here for. And with your current attitude, I could think peace isn't so important to you after all. That's what I thought. There's one thing I would like you to remember, little prince. I happen to be the one to make the rules around you. And if all goes well, you'll be my husband. And also, my little dress-up doll, if I feel like it. You're a gift from your parents to me. Surely, with political reasons behind it, but still. I get to handle you however I wish. And if I ask you to be all dressed up for me, you do as you're told. And if my little toy refuses to play along with his queen, I can simply refuse to sign the contract I discussed with your parents. And my fiat troops will gain control over your kingdom once more. And I'm sure you wouldn't like that. I'm only helping you. I'm here to teach you the methods to win my heart. And now be a good little boy and come with me. I want to show you your new home for the time being. What, do you not want to offer me your arm? This little prince still has a lot to learn. Thank you, handsome. Let's go. And this is where you will be staying. Let's have a look inside. Get you settled in, I'm sure such luxury is hard to find even in your kingdom. What do you think? I know such things are not within your interest at the moment. But what should be is how you will gain my favor. And I do enjoy praise, my prince. Even if it's just about a single room in my palace. But what is most important is that you're a good husband for me. And I haven't yet had the chance to fully examine you. I need to see if you're my type. Surely that's not all that matters, but why not have a look while we have the chance? Why don't you sit down on that bed for me? And let me have a look at what your parents sent me over. Or do you wish to oppose your queen's orders? Good. Allow me. You do have a nice face. I grant you that. You may be a little too standoffish for my taste, as I prefer a happier attitude over such a grumpy one. But somehow, it's also cute in itself when you glare at me like that. You look like a little puppy. You want to keep me at an arm's length, but something in your eyes shows me that you are somewhat curious. You have this desire in you to trust me. This desire wants to allow me to touch you and come closer. It's almost as if your little attitude is only a facade. There's fierce in you, but there's something so incredibly soft. And I know you will reveal all of it once a person earned your trust. Would you mind me digging for that softness you possess? I promise, I'm not a mean person. I'm just a good chess player. I can be soft if I want to, just like you. Looks like we have something in common. A big heart, tucked away behind a hard outer shell. Allow me to touch your face. No need to shy away. I just want to hold your chin in my hand. You have a cute little beauty mark right there. And your skin feels. I wonder if I can put a blush on those soft cheeks. I would certainly like to see that. Show me your hands. Come on. I'm not going to hurt you. Or do you think I will? Look, they are bigger than mine. And all of a sudden, I'm not such an intimidating figure anymore, am I? It's always a question of perspective. And so are war and peace. You and me. I may look like someone who brings chaos to the world. And I do, I'm not denying that. But as I said, I do this to maintain order and peace for my people. The benefits of glory, wealth, and size and power. They simply come with it, and they ensure the safety even more for every year that follows. I think I am more than what it seems. And I would like you to see that. You see, I only agreed on your dear parents' idea of an engagement because I already saw you on a few occasions. I knew who you are, at least from a distance. Back in the day when we both have been younger, I remember the first time I laid eyes on you was back when my mother was queen. That day, I wore a pretty light purple dress. It was a velvet fabric and covered in little diamonds. And you have been dressed in green that day. You are the only one who looked like that. I mistook you for a hunter amongst the crowd, and I wondered why you were there. We haven't yet been introduced to one another, so... Later that night, I sat by the fountain outside of that palace. When the sky was clear enough to see the stars reflect in the water. The velvet dress, it was an odd choice for the season. I was feeling hot among the crowd and escaped to the gardens to cool off. And while I sat there, I caught my reflection in the fountain water. My dress was sparkling in the light, together with the stars as if it was part of the sky. I saw a shimmer of green reflecting on the other side of the fountain. And it was you who sat there, escaping the heat of the ballroom also. It's what I figured as I saw the moonlight make the fabric of your jacket shimmer. It was velvet fabric, such as my dress. And ever since I saw you amongst the crowd each time we've been to the same events, and I remembered the two of us in the moonlight. What I'm trying to say is, I wouldn't have agreed on an engagement with you if it weren't for that one night underneath the stars. But do not think that's all it takes for me to make a decision, little prince. I have plenty of requirements for someone who wants to be my husband. And I will carefully observe if you can meet them all. Did you like my little story? Are you telling me that I once caught your attention too? Too bad things have turned out different. You could have been mine already. But by the looks of it, fate seems to have a plan for the two of us. Shall we follow it? Will you let the monster into your heart? It's okay. You just have to allow yourself to trust this cruel woman in front of you. The woman who caused such terror and destruction. The enemy to your kingdom. The person you hate the most in the world. Do you think you can let go of your walls for the girl you once knew? Can you really allow yourself to be handled with a loving touch by the same hands that led your kingdom to war? Because if you can, I know everything you wanted will fall into place. You just need to let your guard down further and take the monster's hand. No, you cannot know if you will regret it, but if you're brave enough, you might be rewarded. It's a gamble. There will always be risks you have to take. There's always a chance to win. Smart little prince. Don't pull away. You've done so well until now. Allow yourself to have what you wanted. I'll take such good care of you. You don't mind it when I have a good look at you, right? It's been so long since I last saw you. God, I love your eyes. From the small distance, I can finally see them clearly. There's so much longing I feel when I look at them. Tell me, do you feel this too? It's as if my hands start moving on their own, holding you close to my body, breathing into your neck. Letting my hands down your chest. You do not mind that, dear, do you? The way your skin glows in the moonlight. It's almost intoxicating. Make sure you're a good fit for a queen. Hold still. You're moving too much. Hey, let me take the lead. I want to savor the moment of removing your garment. Heaven who sent you to me rather than your kingdom. How do I deserve such a gift? Such an attractive body. I had no idea. I mean it. Your shape is precisely to my liking. Let me have a good look at you from above. Does it make you nervous? Having me sit on you like that? No need. In the best case, this will only be the beginning of many times we will share this intimacy. I can already tell you I'm quite looking forward to this. Say, how do you like me? Is this a face you could grow used to? A body you would like to touch? You flatter me. Remember this. My future husband will have to shower me with it. After all, How is a flower supposed to grow without any water? Do you understand? Shower me in praises. Good. You're a smart boy. Give me your hands. Yes, place them on mine. Do you do sword fighting? It looks like it. It looks like it, but there are spots on your skin. Right here at your fingers. And at your palm. I like that. That you do such things. It's attractive. You radiate a certain sense of safety. I'm sure a woman would feel protected by your side. And a woman you love must be kept safe like she is the most precious thing in the world. Aren't I right? Men like that are my desire. A man who keeps me safe. And lets no harm come my way. Not from anyone. No stranger. No one he loves or respects. Nor himself. It's those hands I want to be held by at night. Your hands. Let me know what it feels like. Having your hands touch my skin. I could fall in love with this touch alone. Can't you feel it too? I feel like our bodies are meant to hold each other through your touch. I can feel a warmth I've been missing. Ruling can get so lonely. I know I have everything. A grand palace. Lots of land, food, jewels and treasure. Every wish I have will be fulfilled by the second I mention it. But this... this is something only you can give me. I just know it. It's only your touch. You, I want to be so close to me. Only your arms I wish to embrace me and keep me safe. You are what I've been missing my whole life. these ribbons if you wish. I am craving you as well. Make me yours before the stars disappear again. Give me another night to remember. Free me from this dress. I have no desire to keep myself covered any longer. Despite the warmth of your hands, your touch still makes me shiver. I must admit, I did not expect tonight to play out like this. My plan was to mess with you a little bit. See if you could really be who I spent my life with. I did not expect to lose my willpower to you like that. Give in to your touch. For the first time, I have to admit, I'm weak. And you are the cause of it. I should punish you for that. Corrupting the mind of the queen. Or perhaps you could make up for it right here and now. I already told you to kiss me all over. And I have another order for you, my prince. Kiss me all over my chest. Make sure to focus on the parts where it feels good. Send me to heaven with your touch. Glide your hands in between my legs. Show me if I should make you my king or not. One that is worthy of me and my ambition. I knew you were hiding a wish of touch within you all this time. Through your angry eyes and your rebellious facade. All you wanted was to hold me closer and closer. You're a hopeless case. But it's all right. Now begin. The queen gave you an order. It is clear you are a sword fighter. You know how to use your hands. Combination of precision and strength. I will regret making you touch me in those places. I already know it. You're doing this very well. But is it all you have to offer me? Your hands may be skilled, but your lips can use a bit of tutoring. Hold on. Let me show you how I want you to kiss me. Lay back down. Yes, go ahead. Now this is what your queen wants you to do. Pay good attention to my kisses. You see, all over, not just one spot. Kiss me on my collarbones. Include the neck as well. And kiss the earlobe while you're at it. And work your way back down. And across. And don't forget the most sensitive tip of the iceberg. Use all your tools when playing with your queen, alright? I want to feel your tongue as well. Like that. And just a few little nibbles. Makes it all a bit more exciting, don't you think? Let me feel your love bites. Gentle, just like this. Understand now? Do you want to try again? Good choice. But wait for your turn. I'm sitting on top at the moment. I will have you let your fun in just a little bit. Now show me your neck, pretty boy. I'm not done with you yet. I love being on top of you. Teaching you how to love me right. It's okay to let it out. You can only make me happy with all your reactions to my touch. Let me experience them all. And if you have enough of it, just flip me over and press me into the mattress if you must. I do enjoy a strong hand to guide me. But by the looks of it, you're a soft little boy, are you not? You may be a sword fighter, a prince of a kingdom, but you're afraid to make mistakes when it comes to me. You're just a little puppy after all. You know what you are? You're weak underneath me. Perhaps I was wrong. Did I anger you? Are you mad at me now? I was just making a little fun of you. Show me what it looks like when you're mad. But is that all you have to show me? Silly boy. You are so easy to bend. Doing whatever I want. With just a few words, I cut you where I wanted to either be. That's really cute. You know what? I think I need to look no further. I can deliver happy news to your parents. You seem like just what I wanted. Hold on, before you keep going. Lay your head right here at my neck. Rest your weight on me. I want to hug you. Yes, it's okay. I want to